checkered apron was a garment full and wide. He filled his humble mission and a million more besides. 'Twas made of checkered gingham, it was neither fine nor grand, just a plain, simple pattern fashioned by mother's hand. It had a little cross stitch along the bottom row, two long strings that tied behind in a hasty tied bow. There was no lace or ruffles, nor pretty appliques, but its simple homeliness was a classic of its day. It was used to shoo the chicks, to dust and shoo the flies, and used to wipe the tears away from streaming little eyes. It was used to fill a kindling box with chips or cobs or twigs, and tote the pesky parsley from the garden to the pig. It had a little cross stitch along the bottom row, two long strings that tied behind in a hasty tied bow. There was no lace or ruffles, nor pretty appliques, but its simple homeliness was a classic of its day. Carrying eggs concealed in leafy boughs, and bringing half-crowned baby chicks caught out in southern showers. It was used to snatch hot kettles when pot rags weren't at hand, and tighten up the fruit jar lids when winter stores. Garden stuff and peaches from the hill, and many a goodly mess of greens did mother's apron fill. Her hands were shielded from the gale beneath his sheltering fold, and tiny feet would nestle there on mornings bleak and cold. Was a queenly garment, for my mother was a queen, and mom's old checkered apron was the beauty yet unseen. And when I joined that heavenly throne in robes so bright and fair, mother's red checkered apron is what I wore.